Manu Patra alerts dated the 14th of May 2018. Supreme Court has said that the Domestic Violence Act, meant to punish men who abuse women in a relationship, extends to all man-woman relationships, and also protects divorced women from their former husbands. Supreme Court has asked Chief Justices of High Courts across the country to set up anti-sexual harassment at workplace committees in High Courts and District Courts within 2 months. Supreme Court has expressed concern about overcrowding in prisons across the country, in some cases beyond 150% of the capacity, and asked all the high courts to consider the issue as it involves violation of human rights. Supreme Court has passed an order attaching the properties of two companies, operating collective investment schemes, CIS, and their sister concerns. Supreme Court has observed that the investigative authority has a responsibility to investigate in a fair manner and elicit truth, and that the investigation should be done in a neutral manner, without having regards to the ultimate result. Supreme Court, while observing that making of a false document is different than causing it to be made, has held that a charge of forgery cannot be imposed on a person who is not the maker of the same. Supreme Court has extended the tenure of President and other members of National Consumer Disputes Redress Sal Commission, NCDRC, till fresh appointments are made to ensure its smooth functioning. Supreme Court has turned down a request to issue a temporary order against restrictions put by the central bank on other banks related to digital currencies. Delhi High Court has ruled that students of open schools are eligible to appear in the National Eligibility Cum Entrance Test, NEET, but dismissed the pleas challenging a CBSE notification on age restrictions for medical aspirants. Delhi High Court has pulled up the AAP government, various civic bodies and DDA for converting playgrounds in residential areas into ornamental parks and multi-level parking, asking them where will children go to play. Madras High Court has said that the interest of educational institution must be to impart education and not to issue certificate of qualification, as education is different from qualification. Bombay High Court has held that recovery of money after retrospective pay revision after retirement or superannuation is not permissible in law and granted relief to a retired teacher of a municipal school. Kerala High Court has observed that a person cannot be implicated as a terrorist merely because he has seen certain videos and speeches. Delhi High Court has quashed a 2017 ordinance that had abolished the supplementary exam for third-year students insofar as it applied to students who had taken admission prior to the academic year 2017 to 2018.